Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Monday night. We haven't had many Monday shows here recently. We're not going to have a lot of shows, period, here moving forward. We've talked a lot about it. The Cardinals, they are going into a month of June where they are going to be very, very busy. Only a couple off days the entire month today, and then a couple Mondays from now. And outside of that, Cardinals are playing every single day. Most of those games are night games. So we've got a two-hour show today. Glad to be able to have it. We just won't have many in the month of June. As always, if you want to join us, you can do so by calling, texting, tweeting, or leaving a video message. If you call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. If you tweet at me, it's at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. And if you are watching us on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube, you can leave a comment in the video chat, and we will see that as we go along through the course of the program. We have a busy program tonight. Bernie Miklas. You just heard a lot of Bernie. You're going to hear more Bernie coming up in about 10 minutes or so. We'll have our weekly conversation with him here on Sports Open Line. He's going to join us, and we'll try to talk about some different things than what we talked about during the entire Redbird Rush Hour today. Then at about 6:35, Scott Braun is going to join us. He is the host of Foul Territory, one of my favorite baseball content producers. So we'll talk with him. We'll talk with Alex Matheson, who is a long snapper for the Battlehawks. They wrapped up their regular season, and they now go into the postseason where they've got an opportunity to play both of their postseason games. If they continue to advance, they've got an opportunity to play both those games in St. Louis in front of their home fans. So we'll talk with Alex coming up in just a little while. And then at 7:35, we'll talk with our friend Mark Emmert from Cardinals Magazine. New issue is out, and we'll go through the different stories that they've put together in this month's magazine, which they always do an amazing job telling great stories. If you don't pick up Cardinals Magazine on a normal basis, or if you've ever thought about subscribing to it, I would encourage you to do so. That's one of those things that, you know, I don't know how old all of you are, but for me, I'm in my early 40s. Like, my entire life until fairly recently, every single time Sports Illustrated came out, it's like, read that first thing. I can remember being in high school and being in middle school and going into the library, and, you know, it's Sports Illustrated Day, it's ESPN the Magazine Day, it's Sporting News Day, and opening those up. When I met Dave Kindred, who was the back page columnist for Sporting News for so long, he was somebody who I read on an every single week basis, and there was, you know, anytime you opened up those magazines, you would always open up Sports Illustrated and go to the last page so you could read Rick Riley. Same thing with Dave Kindred. And we've lost that a little bit in today's media because of digital. And there's probably more really good stuff now than there's ever been before because of the ability to create it. But there's something about getting the physical magazine and reading really good stories. And that's what they do at Cardinals Magazine. And I'm happy that I think it is a credit to the organization that they continue to produce that magazine. They have multiple full-time staffers. They put a lot of resources into it. I have no clue what their bottom line looks like, but I think in many ways it's probably a labor of love for the Cardinals organization. So we always love having people from Cardinals Magazine on because we want to promote it to give them the publicity and hopefully maybe get you the thought of either subscribing or next time you're at a Cardinals game going up and buying yourself a copy of the magazine. So we'll talk with Mark coming up at about 7:35, and that's what we're going to do then. Cardinals had an interesting week. They didn't play great baseball. We can say it that way, but they go 500 on a road trip. You go 500 on a road trip. I don't really care who you're playing. You don't have to be happy about it, but at the same time, I don't think you should be sad about it. Like it is a perfectly fine result. Now, some of the games when we, instead of taking the step back and looking at all six games and saying, you went 3-3, that's okay. If you take that step forward and start to dive in a little bit, were there some things that happened, especially in that Rangers series, that were a little bit alarming? Yeah, losing in two of the three games, giving up a combined 19 runs, not great. There are some areas that this team did not play well in. I think it's an important thing to do here because sometimes the natural inclination is to look at a period of time where maybe play drops off a little bit or a period of time where certain areas of your game drop off a little bit and just start waving red flags and yelling and screaming and going hot take crazy on it. And that's not what to do here. That's not what's to do here. So what we should do is look at the areas that let down a little bit this past week. Defensively, they didn't look great. They've been as good of a defensive team that exists in Major League Baseball this year. They had a tough defensive week. Pitching has not been as good. Starting pitching and relief pitching. Now, to be fair to relief pitching, a lot of that came in those two games, the 11-run outing against the Rangers on Friday, the 8-run outing yesterday. But the relief pitching has not been quite as good, and that is something to take note of. Offensively, against the Rangers, they scored 4 total runs over 3 games. That's not good. You'd like to see them do a little bit more than that. So it is perfectly fine, I think, to look at something and say, okay, this wasn't quite what we've seen here recently that allowed the Cardinals to really get back into contention and put them in a pretty solid spot. But I think you take a step back and you wait to see if this plays out. And we talked about this during Redbird Rush Hour. I try not to just repeat everything that we said for the hour before because you don't want to hear the same thing over and over and over. But this next June is a really important month for this team, especially between now and really now and July 6th. So it's June 2nd now. These are the series that you play between now and July 6th. So the next, let's call it a month, but it's a month plus. You play Kansas City, the Dodgers, Toronto. So of those three, you've got a pretty good Kansas City team that you should be able to have some success against. The Dodgers are great. Toronto's not a bad team. Feels like they've been playing some better baseball recently. Then you go into a stretch where more often than not, you're playing divisional opponents as you go Milwaukee, the White Sox. I know the White Sox aren't a divisional opponent, but I'm just telling you who they are. Milwaukee, then the White Sox, then Cincinnati, then Chicago. A respite with Cleveland away from divisional stuff, and then Pittsburgh and Chicago again. So between June 12th and July 6th, you play divisional opponents every single series except two. You have a 3-gamer against the White Sox and a 3-gamer against Cleveland. And outside of that is nothing but divisional opponents. when they get done with that stretch, and when they get done to that stretch, it's going to be a week out from the All-Star break. But when they get done with that stretch, you're really going to be able to look at this team and see where they kind of fit in the National League picture. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Bernie Miklas. He had an interesting column today that ran over at Sports Hub STL. He writes just about every day doing his Redbird review. We're going to go through some of what he had to say today. I've got some questions for him. We'll do that next. It's the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tell you what, you are getting a lot of Bernie Miklas right now, and that's a really good thing. We love having Bernie being part of the team here at KMOX. He was just on with us for the Redbird Rush Hour. Now, with this being our only Sports Open Line this week, this is our only opportunity to get him on. The conversation being brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling. It is, as mentioned, Bernie Miklas rejoining us here on KMOX. Hey, Bernie.
I tell you what, man, Dave Glover show today, Redbird Rush Hour, now this. I love it. I love it. But I disagree with you strongly that people think it's good to hear me this much. But I still love the opportunity.
Well, we're glad to have you for sure. I wanted to do something a little bit different than what we did during the Redbird Rush Hour. And I was reading your Redbird review earlier today at Sports Hub STL. And you mentioned a lot of what we talked about on Redbird Rush Hour, just some of the areas that the Cardinals have not been as good at this past week or so. And I mentioned the defense and the bullpen and hitting. And I think we all kind of agreed during Redbird Rush Hour, you got to let this thing play out a little bit longer. longer before you start to really get worried about stuff. That being said, I'm going to ask you to do the exact opposite. Are there any of these things here recently that did get to a point where you're maybe a little bit more aware of what's going on?
Well, I've been kind of tracking this really since late April or so. And the Cardinals are just playing too many games where they score one run or no runs. And the only reason why I think it's relevant is because, first of all, needless to say, their record is lousy in those games. But the other thing, they're way up there among teams in Major League Baseball in terms of the highest number of games where you score one or no runs. The last time I checked, they were tied for like fifth for the most games like that. And see, that's just too much. It's going to happen every now and then, but it's been happening too frequently, in my opinion. And so the consistency is the challenge. And to be consistent, you know, what's related? I mean, they score four runs at Texas, and I'm not trying to overreact to that because it's good starting pitching there. But then again, they didn't do anything against the Texas bullpen. And the problem is, and, you know, and this ties in a lot of things. We had a question from one of our listeners on Redbird Rush Hour. It's like, well, what do you do to freshen up the lineup? I don't really know that you can freshen up the lineup all that much. I mean, the problem is you have, and I'm not going to get into numbers. I'll just give you the names. Since May 1st, Nootbaar, Scott, Walker, Arenado, Pajes, and Gorman are all well below average offensively. And so they need some of those guys to heat up if they can. Burleson and Herrera and Brennan Donovan and Wynn and Contreras are all at least 20% above average offensively since May 1st. But they've got to get more guys into that. And Herrera, even Herrera's cooled down recently. I just think it's consistency. I really do.
With Nootbaar specifically, it's actually incredible that the Cardinals just had one of their best Mays ever when their leadoff hitter hit 231 with a 286 on base percentage and a well below 700 OPS. We all know how talented Nootbaar is and the things that he can do, but bluntly, we really didn't see a lot of it in May, especially over the second half of the month.
Yeah, and I think, you know, he's a smart guy, and I think he's figuring it out. He made some comments after he had that really big game in Baltimore last week, where maybe he was being too aggressive. You know, he was going up there with the intent to swing and do damage right away instead of when he's at his best, as you know, and I think Cardinals fans know, he's at his best when he's taking pitches, making the pitcher work, wearing him down, and counting for a pitch that he can drive. So I think he just got a little overly aggressive. And I expect that he'll temper that and he'll get back on track.
It's actually interesting to me and kind of interesting in a bad way because it has felt like the thing that has held Nootbaar back throughout his career is injuries, and not just injuries, but that time when he comes back from injuries, it always took him a while to kind of get back going. Well, he stayed healthy this year, yet he's had kind of this lull, and it feels like that goes against sort of his career arc where, generally speaking, if he's staying in the lineup, we don't see him take those steps back. The steps back always come back after injuries.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to go back. You're right. I'm going to go back to something you said. It actually speaks well of the Cardinals that they had such a great May without their leadoff hitter having a good May, and it speaks to, you know, there's some people. I think when Ollie Marmol moved Mason Wynn up to second, I think Mason Wynn's been so good batting second that kind of offset Lars Nootbaar's cold spell or whatever you want to call it. So that was a really good move by the manager. So I think Ollie Marmol's always trying different things. So when we talk about freshening up the lineup, more consistent results, I think they're pretty limited in what they can do. And yeah, I know what people are thinking. Thomas Ajayi, Thomas Ajayi, Thomas Ajayi. Hey, I get it. I'm not saying that that would be wrong, but I wonder how much he would actually play. And listen, they have got to get at-bats for Nolan Gorman, whether people want to hear that or not. They just have to.
Well, they finally have the path. There's three things right that can happen right now. Two of them are connected to the Jordan Walker injury. They can play him more now as a DH the times Herrera catches, and we really don't know how often that's going to happen. You're able to get him over at second base if you play Donovan in the outfield, which you can do. And then we talked about the Redbird rush hour. Maybe you find a day or two more often, days off for Nolan Arenado. So that always existed, but now really two of the three things that I just mentioned are directly connected to the Walker injury. If Walker's only going to be out for a week and a half, you almost have to try to take advantage of that and get Gorman some at-bats.
No doubt, because his strikeout rate's way down, his swing and miss rate's way down, his chase rate's way down, but he hasn't put it together in a way that leads to results. But his habits are much better in terms of plate discipline. But the only way he's going to put that into use and to get some traction is by playing, and he's got to play.
Yeah.
It's simple as that.
So it's a process, Bernie. It's a process of fixing things. So they've talked about it. They're allowing him to basically reduce bat speed as a way to make contact more often. So if that's step one, then step two is find your productivity to go along with a little bit of a different profile of a hitter. And when it's a step-by-step process, you have to try to see the results of that in games. And it feels like they're still sort of stuck on step number one because there's just not enough game time for him to get the results that he needs to be able to react to it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you're right. And boy, one thing I wish that Brent Brown had entered Nolan Gorman's professional life before this season, because I think the plate discipline issue would have been significantly improved even from the very beginning of his major league career, you know. So, but you have to take a step back sometimes as a young hitter who's a free swinger. You got to step back before you can move forward. And that's kind of where this has been. So, but yeah, the people are like hollering to trade him. No, they're not going to trade him. I'd be stunned if they did that unless they got the proverbial offer that blows them away and they just can't refuse it. But it's very dangerous to trade him because he'll go somewhere else and hit 38 home runs and you'll never hear the end of it.
I do think there's a shelf life on this whole thing when you consider that whether Nolan Arenado is an untradeable commodity right now and JJ Weatherholt's on the way. Like, you know, 1 + 1 can't equal 3.
No, I agree. They're going to have another log jam, and it's been a whole thing of log jams. And listen, one idea I had, and everybody knows because I've hollered about it, you know, I like the idea of Ivan Herrera at DH because he can't throw anybody out. I also don't want to see him get hurt beyond the plate. But one way to work Gorman in, and listen, we all admire Pedro Páez, just really good defender and all that stuff. But he just isn't hitting a lick, and he hasn't for a while. And maybe you get some offense behind the plate with Herrera, and you just do the best you can with trying to throw out base runners. And then that's a way to slide in more at bats for someone like Gorman, who could play third base or he could play first base. Well, I guess he could, or he can be used at DH, as you said, more than he has been.
The one thing that scares me about all this, and I shouldn't be scared about something that's going to impact maybe 2 or 3 games over a 162 game season. It's crazy to be scared about it, but I've watched this team and I've watched Oliver Marmol long enough to know that if it is a 1-run lead in the 8th inning, Herrera's out of there and they're going to get Páez in defensively. And the thing that sticks in my mind is the other teams get tied up. It's going to be the 10th inning. You're going to have a runner on at second, and it's going to be Páez batting instead of Herrera.
No, you're absolutely right. That's certainly in the back of everyone's mind because that was a problem with it before Herrera got hurt. He was getting pulled out of every game where he was a catcher. Just anytime they had a lead. And I think Ollie, who's done a really good job overall this season, but I think he was too quick a couple times to make that switch.
Mary Lynn says, Bernie, I love Bernie. Have him in every day.
Well, that's nice. You know, I guess she likes cranky old men, right?
That's a path I don't want to walk down, Bernie. So we'll let you go on that one. Of course, we can't let you go without asking you to tell us a little bit about Saliga Heating and Cooling.
And by the way, I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much. Just kidding. Saliga Heating and Cooling is a Daikin comfort dealer. And they've been in South City on Gravois, as a matter of fact, for the entire time they've been open. The Saliga family, since 1927, still in the same building, still taking care of new generations of St. Louis families, including the Miklas family. We've relied on Saliga for a long time. We know that Saliga sets a standard for honesty, knowledge, professionalism, prompt service. They're classy in your home. In our experience, we've never had to worry about Saliga being upfront with us. And they've always looked for low-cost solutions to save us money instead of trying to sell something to us. They just want to take care of their clients. You know why? because of they have this great family name and family business, and you don't mess that up. You don't do damage to that by trying to hustle someone. If you play it straight and you're honest and you save your regular clients money, they're going to get the word out and your business will continue to grow because people trust you. So Saliga Services, all makes and models, I want you to look at their priority club maintenance plan, which will save you money by extending the life of your current equipment. You're going to receive priority scheduling with that. You'll have the comfort of knowing your home is safe and ready for all seasons. So become part of the Saliga family by having your family call Saliga when you need help with your heating and cooling. To find out more, go to SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com, SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com.
It's an off day for the Cardinals, so we've got a full two-hour edition of the program. Tonight is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Very happy to welcome back onto the show this next guy. He hosts the Foul Territory program, and now we've talked to him about, I think the last time we had him on, they had not yet started the Cardinals Territory show, which our good friend Katie Wu and, of course, Bernie Miklas, who we just had on as part of the team here at KMOX. They do that, but Foul Territory is great to watch on an everyday basis. It is Scott Braun. You follow him on Twitter at Scott Braun. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Matt, I am great. And yeah, thanks for the plug, Katie and Bernie, doing a great job there. A lot of player interviews and obviously more fun to launch a show like that when the team is surprisingly good.
Yeah, we've talked before about where this team is at. What is your level of surprise that this team has played really just solid baseball most of the season this year?
My level of surprise, I would say, is a 6 or 7. I feel like some people are more in the 9 range. For me, entering the year, I thought some people were looking at the Cardinals on way too much of a pessimistic basis. I'm like, yeah, it's a disappointing offseason, but they didn't really lose anything. So if a few things go their way, I'm like, this is not the world's best division, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they compete, and that's what we're seeing. And also, I mean, there has been young talent in this lineup that you're waiting on to blossom. I do still believe in many players hitting their prime in the 25 to 31 range. I mean, we've got some guys that are in prime territory right now, like Lars Nubar and Brendan Donovan. So I've been pretty impressed, of course, and I don't think I'm as surprised as some of my co-hosts on Foul Territory. Let's put it that way. I think I was catching some flack from some of my co-hosts where I was like, the Cardinals might be okay. I'm like, I could see them finishing 500 or even, you know, being in the wild card race for a while. So that's what they're doing. They're in second place in the division. I would say the biggest disappointment right now, Matt, is the fact that we don't get Cubs Cardinals for another few weeks. I'm like, damn, this would have been a fun litmus test year to just pit those two teams against each other, but we got to wait a while.
Yeah, and they'll play twice in a short amount of span. Their first series against each other goes June 23rd to the 26th here in St. Louis, and then they'll go to Wrigley for a 4th of July weekend series. But you're right. I don't know. I'd like to see more like them build the schedule where you have a lot of divisional matchups early on in the season and late in the season. In the middle of the season, you mix in a little bit more of the interleague and other divisional series. Again, putting together a schedule is tough, but I think to your point, I mean, the Cardinals have played a million interleague games in the first month and a half of the season. They've played their first 9 games are all against interleague opponents. That's not exactly the way to get real excited for the start of a season.
No, I'm with you. I would love to see a little more juice early on in the season when attendance can be tougher, too. It can be colder outside. A good way to get people more excited is to spark up a rivalry or two. And also, yeah, I would say the variety is more important in the middle of the year where it's like, oh, cool. The Cardinals are facing some interleague opponent and some player that, you know, we usually don't get to see. Okay, I'm in for that. So I'm with you. I think beginning and end of the season is most ideal. Of course, you got to leave some games towards the end of the year because then there's playoff vibes to it when teams are fighting for a division crown. But yeah, I'm looking ahead at the June schedule for this team. And I mean, Matt, it is not easy coming up. Damn. I mean, they, you know, obviously I know it wasn't a great weekend for them against Texas, but Kansas City's good. They're going to have the fire of one of the top prospects just called up in Jack Caglione. I'm sure people in the area know all about him. Dodgers, Blue Jays are playing better right now. Brewers are on fire. This is a tough couple weeks coming up for the Cardinals.
Where does the Jack Caglione debut rank for you in terms of prospects right now across baseball who are right about at their debut time?
I'm a huge fan. Jim Bowden's our resident GM on our show, and he dropped a Matt Olson comp, and I really liked that for the kind of power that he can bring right from the jump. And I do agree with him. One of the flaws that's pointed out with Caglione is his chase rate in the minor leagues. It's a little high. And I thought that manager Matt Quatraro of the Royals brought up a perfect counter to that point. He's like, yeah, have you seen the wingspan on this guy? And have you seen him barrel up baseballs that are off the plate? Now, sure, do you want someone swinging out of their shoes at a pitch, you know, a foot off the plate? No. But when it's like a baseball or two off the plate and Jack Caglione goes opposite field for a home run, you're like, okay, that was a good chase. I'm okay with that. Not for most players. There's many players that really have to find their zone. But for Jack Caglione, he's super aggressive. And sure, I'm sure he's going to have to make an adjustment at one point with pitchers kind of finding his weak spot or holes in his swing. But I'm really excited. I think this is the top need for the Royals, being answered with a prospect who looks ready to go. The Royals have no outfield pop and barely any outfield offense for the past couple of years, and yet last year they were a pretty damn good team. So this is perfect timing. There's going to be a lot of excitement. And for a Cardinals fan, you're like, do we have to play the Royals when this is going on? And also they're still in a pretty good stretch of baseball. Yeah, but it should be exciting to be able to witness a guy who has potential to be a 40 homer bat.
The Royals tweeted out the video of their AAA manager Mike Gerschle giving him the news in the office. Are you like me that you can never get enough of those videos, that they're just the best?
I love them, but I just don't like if they feel too staged. How was this one? I haven't seen this one yet.
It felt like Gerschle was like asking him questions about how he's feeling about things, so on and so forth. And then he told him, and at the end of it, they asked Caglione, like, what did you think you were being called in about? And he said something about like hitting the knob of his bat on something, and he thought he was in trouble for that. So it seemed pretty real, because he said that he thought he was getting called in to like kind of be talked about not doing something some way.
Well, good. I appreciate it, because there's so many of these now, and this is a big prospect call week because we're right around the Super 2 deadline, which for the sake of time, someone can look that up online. But we see Jacob Melvin with the Astros, Cole Young with the Mariners. These are top-end prospects for those particular organizations. So I don't catch all of the call-up videos, but I'm glad you brought this one to my attention. Now I have it queued up right when we get off. I'll watch it, and we'll probably show it on the show tomorrow.
It's pretty solid. It's good stuff. We're really going to the weeds on this one. It feels like the Super 2 stuff doesn't quite impact things as much now, especially with the rule changes and, you know, guys, if they're in the top three in voting at the end of the year. It just, over the last couple years, it feels like we don't talk about that as much as we did previously.
Yeah, and this is a product of a really successful negotiation in a collective bargaining agreement, Matt. I mean, we get into this stuff, of course, on our show, and get the player perspective and then get the ownership perspective. This is something that needed to be fixed, right? You can look at some classic examples. There were tons, but you know, Chris Bryant was the best hitter in spring training 20 whatever, right? And they're like, oh, he needs to work on some made-up thing, and it's really just waiting a few weeks for his service time clock to dip back one more year. It was a narrative that I felt was taking over our sport at times. And now you still have people screaming and crying for prospects to come up, but it's a little more buried in terms of why the call-up isn't happening, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, like, Red Sox fans right now are calling for Roman Anthony. They also have a pretty good outfield, so it makes it a little bit tougher, even though he should still be a part of that mix. I agree with you. I give a lot of credit to both sides on this one. There's plenty of fighting that goes on between ownership and players. This is one where they both finally agreed that it's becoming way too much of a storyline, and the point of Major League Baseball is to have the best talent in the world. And there were way too many cases where the best player at a particular position for a particular organization was being held back just to extend the life of his contract with a team. It's still a thing. That's why we're seeing these contracts or these call-ups at this point. Super 2 means that basically the player can get more money because he'd have 1 year of arbitration instead of a league minimum year. But it's becoming less of a storyline, which is good.
We're talking with Scott Braun. You see him on Faltortary TV, whether you watch it on TV or whether you watch it on YouTube, Twitter. They're all over the place, and they do a really good job. A lot of times you see it prior to Cardinals games, things like that. Scott, this go, just kind of going back to the division, because it's not a really good division, but Cubs have a fantastic record. I don't think anybody really expected them to be where they're at right now, even if people viewed them as maybe the best team in the Central. Like you mentioned earlier, the Brewers on a really good run right now. Cincinnati has showed that they can play with just about anybody. How do you evaluate this division right now? Are the Cubs as good as they are from a record standpoint, tied for the best record in the National League?
I think there are a few teams that are scarier than them, yeah. But it's a pretty special offense right now. And a problem with the team the last few years has been the bullpen. Man, their bullpen's on fire ever since late April here. I'm looking right now at 2.48 ERA since April 19th. This, to me, has to do with Craig Counsell bringing some of what's gone really right with the Brewers for years over to the Cubs. People forget that you don't just, like, snap your fingers and an organization changes. So David Stearns goes over to the Mets. Craig Counsell goes over to the Cubs. The Brewers have done a few things really well for a pretty long period of time, and one of that is on the pitching front. So that's a problem. That makes the Cubs very scary, because you can be a big market team. You can spend at a pretty high level, but you still have to win at the margins. For as much flack as the Dodgers get for spending so much money, they also do a lot of little things like find those gem relievers or sign a player that anybody could have afforded, and somehow they pull that off. I would say the example right now is Alexis Diaz was the primary closer for the Reds for the last 2 years. Apparently, he's so broken that the Reds don't even want him on their roster anymore. They trade him to the Dodgers. There's a chance that it never works out, but there's also a chance that, he's 28 years old and he becomes himself again and the Dodgers got a steal. So to play to what the Cubs are doing, I think you're going to start to see more of that from them. When some organization is doing something really well, you want to try and take one of their best brains, and that's what they did with Counsell. So I think that's working for the Cubs right now. Obviously, PCA, Pete Armstrong's a MVP candidate. So, Matt, when I'm summing up the division, I like the Cubs. I think they're a strong contender to win the division. I think the Cardinals are going to take a step back at some point over the course of this year. I think they're okay and more of a 500-ish team in terms of looks for me. They're 7 games over at the moment. I think the Reds are going to make a little bit more of a push. They're 29-31 on the year. Obviously, the Pirates are terrible. They're just a brutal team right now. But overall, I think the division still has the Cubs leading the way. Probably, I would go, if I'm power ranking it right now in terms of what I like, I'm going Cubs, Brewers, really close with Cardinals and Reds. I think they both look kind of 500-ish to me, and then the Pirates are a 100-loss organization. So hopefully that's the best way to sum up what I'm seeing right now. I think the Brewers are going to make more of a push, though. Young, exciting. They play the game, I think, to a style like the Diamondbacks have offensively over the past couple of years, but the Brewers have better pitching. So I think they're going to be a problem again. They've won 7 in a row, and it's real.
Scott Brawny, hosts Foul Territory, along with a good number of folks. You see A.J. Pierzynski and Eric Kratz and Ken Rosenthal contributes a bunch of folks, and then they've got affiliate podcasts and shows like the Cardinals Territory Show with Katie Wu and Bernie Miklas. Just fantastic, the network that Foul Territory is building out, and if you're not paying attention, you really should. Scott, appreciate the time as always, and we'll catch up with you again down the line.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for the plug. Always enjoy this conversation. Have a good one. Talk soon.
Awesome. Very good. That's Scott Braun with us from Foul Territory. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one of the program. So got a lot coming up in hour number two as well. Don't go anywhere. We're rolling through a Grid Bar Sports Open Line here on a Monday night on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Back at it as we do continue on. Just a couple minutes left here in hour number one of the show. Hour number two, we're going to talk with Alex Matheson. He's a long snapper with the Battle Hawks. The Battle Hawks just wrapped up a really, really good regular season, and now they're getting ready for the conference championship this weekend. If they win that, they'll go on to the league championship game the next weekend. Both those games will be played at the Dome. Whether they participate in the championship game or not, that's being played here in St. Louis. So no matter what, those games are being played in St. Louis. At least one of them will include the Battlehawks. Hopefully, both of them do include the Battlehawks. And then our friend Mark Emmert from Cardinals Magazine is going to join us at about 7:35. A couple text messages that have come in. Robert texted in, said, "When Jordan Walker hits the baseball solidly, it looks like a rocket both on the ground and in the air. It's very exciting to see and hear that. Jordan is such a physically gifted person. We have to stay with him." Robert, you're right on. And this is where, even though sometimes people roll their eyes at me when I talk about underlying numbers, because underlying numbers don't produce baseball, or they're not baseball card numbers. They're not average. They're not home runs. They're not RBIs. More often than not, they lead to those things. There is generally a direct correlation to, okay, this is a guy who hits the ball this hard. This is a guy who's got this kind of bat speed. This is a guy who puts the ball in the air. So there's a launch angle that goes with it. All of a sudden, you look at all these things and you say, okay, this person has a profile of an all-star, of a big-time player. And Jordan Walker has a lot of those components. Not so much the exit velo. That's something that he's still working on. He hits it on the ground a little bit too often. But to Robert's point, even when he hits it on the ground, he hits it hard enough that a lot of times it's finding its way through. And I'm not, I don't want him pounding it into the ground over and over and over and over again. But I'm not overly worried about that. They always say that when young players have the tools that are developing, that power is one of the last tools. Well, when we're talking about power in that sense, we're talking about home runs and doubles. When we're talking about home runs and doubles, we're talking about putting loft on the ball, right? And that's all exit velocity is, just lifting the ball off the bat so it goes in an upward direction, but not too much of an upward direction. So if you if he does enough now, if just the fact that he hits the ball so blank and hard right now, that enough are going to find its way through, and then he is going to occasionally lift one over the heads of the infielders and have it go for extra bases or have it go over the wall. If the numbers are good enough to keep in the lineup every day, that other stuff should eventually come around. I'm not a pessimist. I think folks know that about me. I tend to be fairly optimistic about things. The one thing I would say with Walker that concerns me in the very direct moment is I've watched him like you've watched him. I've watched him for a few years now where the start and stop nature of his success, where we'll see something good and then that good will not be sustained. And even if the stint on the injured list is a short amount of time, even if it's the minimum 10 days, I do worry about if there's going to be a bit of a regression or a reset when he comes back off the injured list. I thought it was really important that he continued to play as often as possible with the numbers that he had been putting up for the couple weeks leading into his stint on the injured list. But nothing you can do about it except get him off that IL as soon as possible and get him back into the lineup. We got a lot coming up in hour number two of the program. More Cardinals talk as well right after the 7 o'clock news. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.